Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
13 and a half minutes past eight. We head south now for our second election candidate of the morning to Castletown, the seat of the outgoing Chief Minister Tony Brown, where a Castle Russian High School teacher has made it a five-way contest. Jason Morehouse has taught economics, business and geography at the school for the past 16 years. Good morning,
Good morning, Mr. Morehouse.
Fast becoming a free-for-all down there. How can you make a difference, do you think, over your other four candidates?
I think basically my key unique selling point is my economic background. I trained to be an economist, so I went to London School of Economics. That's where my expertise lies. And looking at the economy at the moment, it could be very useful.
You're a teacher. Do you see behaviour in the House of Keys sometimes as similar to that in some of your classes?
I think we're quite lucky at Castle Russian. Behaviour is very good at the moment, and we've got some interesting systems which involves removing the naughty children. Perhaps that could be incorporated.
You've taught in Castletown for 16 years, yet you live in Onchan. Would you move to the town if elected?
Definitely, yeah. I'm only living in Onchan at the moment because really the house price issue, which is quite a key thing that seems to be coming through. But, you know, if I was to be successful, definitely.
What are your priorities? What are Castletown's priorities, more importantly?
Castletown seems to have several issues. The key one seems to be one of development. The population has been the same since 1984. And if you look at the island, if you look at places like Douglas and Peel, there's been rapid change. At the same time, it needs to be change that's done in a conservative, careful way. We need to look at the environment. It's a beautiful backdrop. It's a beautiful town. There's also issues of an ageing population, and those people want to kind of be recognised and they want to play a part in the community. I think that's coming through.
You say the present administration's left the economy weakened, but hopefully not destroyed, to quote. What would you have done differently then over the past 5 years?
I think overall the government has done a good role. I think they've got two core areas. So we'll see reciprocal health agreement, which cause issues. It tend to be left too late before it was brought to a head and sorted out. And the other one has been the VAT issue.
Again, do you think we could have lobbied harder?
Definitely, yeah. I think that's the core thing, and that's where we're going to have issues in the future if we're not careful.
You say we want to see continued economic growth, no unemployment by replacing, I think, current schemes with community and socially based project.
Yeah.
Great talk, very laudable, but it's not realistic, is it, in this climate?
I think there are... Yeah, if you're actually paying the unemployed to do nothing, it's just a wasted resource. If we can actually bring those people into the community, get them going out and helping people, it might be almost a make-believe job, but as John Keynes said, if you've actually got people in the first instance going out and doing things, then that will lead to proper jobs and proper economic growth and real change. So I think, you know, it's not massive spending I'm looking for, it's just kind of making better use of the resources we've got.
I mean, you've praised the government in a lot of areas over the past, the present administration, if you like. Would you work with government if elected?
I would hope to, yeah, definitely.
Refreshingly, perhaps, you're against a popularly elected legislative council. Why?
I feel that it reminds me of when I kind of studied politics at university and we looked at the House of Lords. And there's that issue that if you've got some independent body that's not there having to look at the people, not having to look at the voters, not looking at up-and-coming elections, that's bringing people in from a variety of backgrounds, people that aren't necessarily politicians, that's going to be good. And it's not going to cause the conflict that could potentially occur if you've got two areas of people being voted in.
Castletown, of course, the outgoing Chief Minister in Castletown. Who would you like to see as the island's next Chief Minister?
It's a difficult one, but I feel it's got to be someone with a good economic background.
That narrows it down quite significantly.
Yes.
Jason Morehouse, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.